91X News.
It's minus 9 and snowing at noon. From the CUNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Maria Hanenko. A baby girl was delivered by her father at a gas station parking lot in Port Hope. A man began driving his wife to Northumberland Hills Hospital at Coburg on Monday night, but had to pull into the gas station when it became clear the baby was not going to wait. Fire officials say by the time they arrived at the scene, the father had delivered the baby by himself. Jennifer Hilland, a spokeswoman at Northumberland Hills Hospital, says the family is resting comfortably after an exciting evening. An Apennine local is chasing her music dreams in a big way after a recent trip to Nashville. Alana Pickerel has the story.
Grace Bongard has been a musician long before she was even old enough to read lyrics. And now, at just 18 years old, she has three songs that will be released this Saturday.
With the EP Evolve, this one's definitely turned out to be an alternative album. I went there thinking it was just going to be my guitar and me singing, and it ended up being so much more than that.
Although this is her first time recording in a big studio, her mom, Lori Claus, knew from a very early age that her daughter had talent.
When she was in the back seat of our car, we didn't listen to kids' music, we listened to rock. So Nickelback was playing, I looked in her back to see what she was doing, and she was banging to the exact beat of the song at 2.5 years old. I thought, well, that's crazy.
Bongard has a lot of cover songs on her social media accounts, but the songs she recorded in Nashville are a little bit different.
These songs, they were the first ones I've ever wrote on my own. So they're very, very close to home. They're very emotional. Like, I chose kind of the best but hardest situations that I've experienced up until this point, and just kind of poured my heart into those.
This is a big step for the young musician, but her dreams don't stop there. Alana Pickerel, CUNET News, Napanee.
Brian Mulroon has delivered a spirited defense of the North American Free Trade Agreement in testimony before the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations in Washington. The former conservative prime minister says the trade deal has benefited both the United States and Canada, not only from an economic perspective, but also in terms of establishing the most peaceful and prosperous bilateral relations in history.
With less than 7% of the world's population, the NAFTA partners last year represented 28% of the total wealth of the world.
Mulroon told the committee that history has shown in North America, Europe, and Asia that the best way to stimulate economic growth and stronger employment is more free trade, not less. NP's interior leader Vic Ferrelli says he wants to end internal spinning in the party as it looks to fight a spring election. Ferrelli says the Ontario PCs has been through a chaotic time in recent days, but must focus on their true opponent, the Liberal government. Party insiders say some of the infighting can be attributed to potential candidates joking for early position ahead of upcoming leadership contest, which will be held by the end of March. Ferrelli has appointed interim leaders last week following former party leader Patrick Brown's sudden resignation in the wake of sexual misconduct allegations. Toronto police are still appealing to anyone who may have been a client of self-employed landscaper now facing 5 counts of first-degree murder to come forward. A police spokeswoman says officers were still searching 2 properties linked to 66-year-old Bruce Arthur yesterday, as well as investigating 30 other locations. MacArthur was charged January the 18th in the presumed death of 2 men who disappeared from Toronto's Gay Village, and 3 more charges were added on Monday. U.S. President Donald Trump delivered his first State of the Union speech last night. In his speech, the president said it's vital for the government to have power to denial terrorists wherever they find them. Karen Travers has the story.
To keep open the detention facilities in Guantanamo Bay.
President Trump announced in his State of the Union that he signed an executive order to keep Guantanamo Bay open, reversing a decision by his predecessor Barack Obama to close the controversial prison. During the campaign, Mr. Trump insisted he would not only keep the prison open, but would, quote, load it up with some bad dudes. Hundreds of detainees have been transferred from the facility, but there are still 41 there, including the alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.
Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says British Columbia's proposal to restrict diluted bitumen ships is illegal and would endanger jobs and the economy.
The action announced today by the BC government can only be seen for what it is, political game playing and political theater. Unfortunately, it is a game that could have serious consequences for the jobs and the livelihoods of millions of Canadians who count on their governments to act within the scope of their authority.
Kinder Morgan, the company behind the Trans Mountain expansion project, says its plan to ship more diluted bitumen to BC has already been approved by the federal government. A strong magnitude 6.1 earthquake rattled Pakistan and Afghanistan today, killing a young girl and injuring 15 others. Reporter Kathy Gallen is in Kabul and lets us know what is going on.
It occurred about 190, 191 kilometers below the surface in Afghanistan, but in northeastern Afghanistan, in the Hindu Kush mountain range. Now, that area has been very susceptible to earthquakes.
The quake also was felt in the Indian capital New Delhi and in Indian Kashmir region. That's QNet News on 91X to 1207. Sports is next.
Ugh, Carol's late again. I'll see your 5 and raise your 10.
Same old boring games night. Board Game Man is here to save the day.
Wow, Dungeons and Dragons, Magic, Warhammer, where did you get all of this?
Scallywag Toys, Belleville's neighborhood games and toy store.
Scallywag Toys is your headquarters for board games, card and dice games, games of all kinds. Scallywag Toys, 302 Front Street, downtown Belleville. For more info on gaming nights, go to scallywagtoys.ca.
QNet Sports. In hockey news, Sven Berchi scored 67 seconds into overtime as the Vancouver Canucks defeated the Colorado Avalanche 4-3. Daniel Sedin tied the game at 3-3 early in the third period on a 5-on-3 power play after Vancouver blew a 2-0 lead in the second. Canucks forward Bo Horvat, who opened the scoring in the first, was happy to see his team fight back.
Obviously not the second period we wanted. A couple of unfortunate bounces, but shows the character we have in this room, and to come back like that, not get discouraged. And Danny had a huge goal, and obviously Sven had a heck of a shot there in overtime.
The Canucks host Chicago tomorrow, while Colorado, which lost star center Nathan MacKinnon to an upper body injury in the second period, visits Edmonton. Thanks to goals 10 seconds apart inside the final 2 minutes of play, the Vegas Golden Knights rallied from behind for a 4-2 victory over Calgary Flames last night. Knights goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury pointed out that the Knights are not concerned about tying the NHL's record of 33 wins in their first season of play.
That's not something we look at. You know, we're not looking at trying to break records here. We're just trying to play a consistent game that we can win games, get 2 points, you know. And we have a good team, and I don't think we need to worry about the expansion record stuff.
Blake Veer assisted on each of Winnipeg's first 2 goals on the Jets as the Jets beat the Lightning 3-1 last night. Wheeler set up on Patrick Lane's team-leading 23rd goal came just 35 seconds into a 5-on-3 power play.
That was good to get it quick, and you know, we still had a lot of power play left on the clock. Would have been nice to get another one, but getting the one on the 5-on-3 was a big moment in the game.
In basketball, Fred VanVleet was instrumental in the fourth quarter as the Toronto Raptors rallied past the Minnesota Timberwolves 109-104 last night. He finished with 10 points in just over 21 minutes of play on just a couple of hours of sleep after birth of his daughter. DeMar DeRozan thinks the excitement of One Wheel's past few days lit a fire under his teammate.
First of all, congratulations to him, you know, having a baby girl. You know, I think when you're in moments like that, it really don't matter what type of sleep you get. You know, you just want to go out there. You're kind of playing on the high.
The Washington Wizards beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 102-96 last night, ending the Thunder's 8-game winning streak. Wizards guard Bradley Beal says the Wizards are good enough to win without injured guard John Wall.
We know we're talented. You know, I think we've been saying it all year. It's just a matter of us putting it together. It's probably the best game that we've played, you know, in terms of our physicality, our approach, our mental toughness throughout the game.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Periodic snow all day, around 5 centimeters with a high 0. Tonight will be periods of snow ending this evening, then partly cloudy. Temperature will be steady near plus 1. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high chance of flurries in the afternoon. Temperature will remain steady near plus 1. At 12:11, it's minus 9. QNET News on the air of 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Maria Hanenka, QNET News on 91X next